This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of the big attractions of the just-closed North American International Auto Show is checking out not just the new body shapes and interiors of the vehicles, but the colors. Let's be honest, color matters a lot to most of us when we're choosing a vehicle, and it can make a big difference for better or for worse when you're trying to sell that car or truck. Let's talk about what goes into designing vehicle colors. Paul Eisenstein is with us. He publishes thedetroitbureau.com, and Paul is a regular contributor to Our Detroit and D Business. Paul, I want to start with one of my personal high points from the auto show and the Buick concept car, that gorgeous, gorgeous shade of dark, rich blue on the Vista. Wow.
Yeah, that was beautiful, wasn't it? Now, let's see. Would the car have looked as good without that deep blue? Would the deep blue have looked good on a car different from the Avista? I don't know. But that's a key thing. When automakers go out to design vehicles in general, but particularly concepts, color is as much a part of the process as is bending the sheet metal.
That makes sense, because the color just says something that you can't even define about the vehicle. For example, the new Buick, the upcoming convertible, they had two of them in two different colors, and there was this gorgeous, incredibly different silver that really jumped out. And again, it worked so well on that car, but I don't know if it would have worked on something totally different.
No, it might not have. Now, silver has been, for a number of years, the number one color on the market, and not just here, but worldwide. It's lost a little bit of ground lately. Curiously enough, gray is considered a separate color. Many people confuse the two, think that gray and silver are one. They're not. But white has regained its lead as being the number one color around the world, according to the experts.
And you talked to, speaking of the experts, a manager from PPG Automotive Coating, who they create so many of the colors that wind up sitting in our driveways, in our vehicles. What are the big color stories that they're talking about?
Well, it's interesting you say that. Now, the irony is that manufacturers and the suppliers, like PPG, go through this huge effort to come up with all sorts of very, very cool new colors. For example, they showed four families, if you will, of colors. So one group they called the influence of technology. Not surprising, they had colors that are influenced by all the tech that we have in our lives these days. So that included things like brilliant yellows and oranges. And as one of their people told me, Jane Harrington said, these types of colors vibrate energy. They had another group called Lucid Dreams, which were more classic pastels. And this is interesting at a time when I guess a lot of us are worried about all sorts of issues, including terrorism. One of the color groups that they expect to come on is something called Knight's Armor. This is their term for it. Knight's Armor, tones that are largely darker and represent safety and security. What's interesting, too, about colors now is that we may say, well, wait a second, there's a dark charcoal in every one of those groups. But what's really cool is that the researchers who create all these paints have come up with ways to make them very, very different. So you might say, well, there's a silver in every group. Yeah. One silver might have a purplish hue. Another one might have almost a golden hue. Some of them might look like a relatively flat pastel. Another one might be very metallic. There's one group, Lucid Dream, which looks almost like it's coming from stones and rocks. And there are colors that, as you walk around and you experience what they like to call in the business the flop and the face, you see them as different colors. So it might look that a Vista, if you looked at it from one angle, looked almost blue, another slightly purple, and then yet another angle, it almost appeared black.
You know, I remember not that many years ago, Ford had an amazing one. Remember that one? It kind of morphed from blue to green to purple and everything in between. But I got to imagine, if you had to have body work done and some repainting, I bet you that was expensive.
Oh, that's very interesting. I you know, it's interesting, by the way. I remember the paint I don't remember the car. I think it might have been a Mustang, but I don't honestly remember what the vehicle was. But I do remember the paint you're talking about from Ford.
Yes.
And by the way, that is an issue. One of the hip colors, if you will, one of the hip paints that we've seen on some very high-end and occasionally on some lower sporty models is matte finish paint.
I noticed that at the auto show. One of the Germans was showing a very matte gray car, no gloss.
The problem with that is maintaining it is almost impossible. If you by mistake put a little wax on it, you might have to repaint the car.
Ouch.
And it shows up all sorts of problems. And trying to repaint it, you may have to repaint the entire vehicle, not just, say, a fender or the like.
You know, it strikes me, and you point out in your piece that the challenge for these for the automakers and these designers, they're working a few years out in the future, right? They're trying to figure out how what we might want in 2019 or 2020. How do they do that?
Well, in fact, most of what the folks were looking at when they went to this PPG exhibit was paint that the company, the supplier, thought they would be looking at in 2019. So remember, automakers are typically working out 3, 4, 5, even 7 years as they start to work on a new product. And they usually start deciding on paint about 3 years out. It is a challenge. They have, obviously, PPG, like any of the paint suppliers, has different departments that handle all sorts of things, architectural stuff, consumer electronics, and they're looking also at other trends like fashion. And the challenge is always trying to figure out what sort of trends are coming and what sort of colors will hold. Because some colors really pick up and then they bomb, and that you can really make a mistake out there. But here's the other funny thing about colors is the companies, the suppliers put huge amount of effort into finding the hot, hip new colors, the oranges or purples or perhaps a reborn green or blue. But when you get down to it, when you actually look at what people buy, there's actually only a handful of colors that the vast majority of people buy every single year. Yeah, which one's leading may change. So this year, white rather than silver is at the top. But typically, silver, white, gray, black, the reds that dominate the sales charts. They're like 80 or 90%. So all those other colors tend to only matter to a few buyers.
Paul, is there a downside to some of these hot colors?
Unfortunately, there is, believe it or not. One of the things that you have to consider when you are buying a car is trade-in value. And if you get a color that may be hot 1 year and not the next year, you could wind up losing money when you go for that trade-in. And by the way, colors are often affected by region and also by things like the economy. So certain colors are hot when the economy is not, and vice versa. And colors that may work in the north, like black, may not sell very well down in the south, where, for obvious reasons, with bright sun, buyers may prefer white.
Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com and a frequent contributor to D Business and Our Detroit Magazine. Thanks so much, Paul.
My pleasure.